This is Doc Kendall, and welcome to Listen Up. Today I want to talk about moles, skin moles. We all have them, some of us more than 40. And most of them don't cause us any problem. Sometimes they're unattractive or they irritate. They can even change. And that's what this podcast is about. The signs of change, as well as the different types of mole. Now, it used to be that a mole in a certain cheek part was considered fashionable. They even painted it on at that time and called it beauty marks. However, not all moles are beautiful. They can be raised on the skin and very prominent. Even hair can grow on them. And they may even be dangerous. Deeply dark ones can vary from brown with irregular shapes and continue to grow and indicate cancer, melanoma. The brown pigment is called melanin. Now, most of our moles are determined birth, and most appear in the first 20 years of life, and some may not appear till later in life. Usually, sun exposure increases the number of moles. Each mole grows in a different way. They start out flat and tan, maybe even pink or brown or black. It may appear like a freckle. However, over time, it enlarges. It can develop hair. And as the years pass, they usually change very slowly, become a little raised, and the color might even become lighter. Yet some may not change at all. You get the idea. Moles are very difficult to identify as significant, meaning cancer or not. But it's on our body, and we should pay attention to it. Some moles even disappear or fade away. Some begin and then develop a stalk. Other moles rub off with time or slough off. Certain settings can cause new moles to pop up or existing ones to appear larger or become darker. These settings include being pregnant, on birth control pill. Commonly, this can also occur in our teen years or when we're exposed to a lot of sun. Trained professionals can recognize certain types of moles that are higher than average risk of becoming cancerous. Types of moles. Congenital nevi, N-E-V-I, are present at birth in 1 in 100 people. Now, these are the ones that are more likely to become melanoma, forms of skin cancer. You might remember there's basal cell and squamous cell skin cancer. Melanoma is a more severe. The congenital nevus, N-E-V-U-S, when it's more than 8 inches across, can increase risk of developing into a melanoma. Now, there's atypical moles. In discussing the different types of moles, if they're larger than average, that is, the top of a pencil eraser, or irregular in shape, or have an uneven color with darker and lighter tones of brown and red or black dots at the edge, these moles often run in families. It's always good to shield moles from sun. We know sun can cause skin cancer. Any mole that appears greater than average in size, shape changes, color changes, the borders change, should be looked on by a professional and checked for any changes that might indicate skin cancer. I want to share with you the ABCDs of melanoma so you can recognize early the signs of a malignant melanoma coming from a mole. Let's start with A. A stands for asymmetry, when one half the mole doesn't match the other half. B stands for border, when the border or the margins of the mole are blurred, irregular, or ragged. Remember this when you examine your molds. C stands for color. When the color of the mold is not the same throughout, or if it's shades of tan, brown, black, red, white, or blue, that may be an early warning sign of melanoma. D is the diameter. If a mole is larger than 6 millimeters, the size of a pencil eraser top, this is a warning sign. If you see any of these warning signs, see a dermatologist and get evaluated. Important to remember that all moles do not look alike. They can be round, oval, slightly irregular. They can be flat, raised. Remember we mentioned with or without hair. But if it changes, and it changes suddenly in any way, that's a red flag, a warning sign. I want to make a point of clarification regarding freckles. These are other pigmented patches on our skin. They usually appear in areas that are exposed to the sun, including the face, the neck, the upper back. Blondes and redheads freckle more easily. They're rarely larger than the size of a pea, and they seem to blend into one another, and they darken the more we're exposed to the sun. After middle age, we acquire dark areas that are not moles. Sometimes they appear wart-like because they grow and appear on the face and on our backs especially. These are harmless growths called seborrheic keratosis. Comes with age. Other sunspots are called incorrectly liver spots or age spots, even though they have nothing to do with liver or age. They commonly appear on the wrists, the back of the hands, and the forearms and face. And they could be actinic lentigo. Both lentigo spots and seborrheic keratosis spots are easily diagnosed by a dermatologist and are not at all related to cancer. Next, I'd like to talk about treatment of moles and other blemishes that are benign, not cancerous. These moles or spots or blemishes do not pose any health issue for us. Some people want to cover them up for aesthetic reasons with makeup. Some want to know if it's okay to shave a mole or to shave over it. Irritation such as shaving will not cause a mole to become cancerous, nor will it remove it. If you have an irritating mole, this is one situation where you could have it removed. If it contains hair and the person considers that undesirable, the hairs can be clipped close to the skin surface or removed permanently with electrolysis. If you remove the mole, the hair will also be removed. So realize, most moles cause no problems. Occasionally, they're unattractive, irritating, or changing. If you see any change, want a mole removed for cosmetic reasons, see your dermatologist. This is Doc Handel. Thanks for listening up.